Hi.
Wow, look at that. Oh my gosh, we're live. I really like that we do this.
It feels good, right?
It's kind of cool. Yeah.
So good.
I like...
Can we recap the conversation we had before the podcast started?
That was a conversation in private for us, though.
Uh-oh.
I believe we were talking about politicians we find attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Bernie.
Hottest politician.
Yeah. For me, it's...
Beto boy?
Yeah, he's all right.
All right. I like Beto.
We're talking about people we want to fuck.
I am aware. Yeah.
All right, take it away, Sean.
I like you said mine. I choose Beto. That's
you would you. Fuck Beto.
You would
wow,
fuck
okay.
that guy.
Yeah, he's charismatic. He's charming. I like him.
Okay.
I find him charming.
All right.
Charming enough to fuck.
Wow. Okay.
He's got that gray in his hair.
You like that?
Oh, I like that.
You're looking for like a sugar daddy situation.
Here's the thing: is a lot of these politicians, they have the gray hair, but they're old as fuck.
Yeah, like Romney. He's old.
But Beto has got the gray, but young. I like that.
Kind of like
I am. Yeah. I don't know what the joke is with him. I am all Hillary all the way.
Yeah.
She went on Ellen and did the nay nay.
She's hot. Hillary's hot.
Pokemon Go to the polls.
If she's willing to get that funny, what else is she willing to do?
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Me, I'd like to get a big old BJ from Mitch McConnell.
Oh,
okay.
Mitch,
if you're listening.
Mitch, you want this dick? Come and get it.
Mitch, come and get it.
doors are wide open, bro.
Mitch, McCall me.
there's only one clear answer. I mean, hottest, sexiest, youngest out there. Ocasio-Cortez.
Nailed it.
I don't know. She's got some wild ideas.
Wait.
What?
Who?
I just used her last. We're on a last name basis.
What's her first name?
Yeah, what's her name?
Just say it.
Just whip it out.
No, that's the...
That's your last name.
Ocasio-Cortez is the last name.
What's her name?
It starts with an A?
Okay, that's right.
What's her name?
Ozia.
Ozia.
Ocasio Cortez.
Nice. Oscar Langley Soryu.
Yeah, but I mean, definitely.
AOC for short.
Yeah, AOC for short.
Clearly, we don't know her name.
AOC.
So you think she got it going on?
She's got some wild ideas. She's got a fresh young look to herself. I'm going with
you're her. Way older than her.
That's it's
you're,
fine though.
You're you are way older than her.
That's
but she's
okay.
got so much political experience. She's like an old soul.
You're, right?
A lot of
you're,
women date
you're
older
at
men.
At least 10 years older than her.
That's fine. That's fine by me.
You may even be 15 years older than her.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't
think
so. I don't
know
how
old
she is.
You're putting her into like a bracket.
I'm pretty sure she's like 20, 21.
She was a bartender.
She's 23.
She was a bartender. I know that.
23. Okay.
I think she's 22 or 23.
Really? I didn't know she was that young.
That's
crazy.
Very young.
That is crazy.
I'm just a skosh above that.
She is 29 years old.
Oh, she is? She's 29.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
we're good. What are we doing? We're good.
That's Garrett. I don't even think he knows who he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. But it was the only real answer.
Ocarina Cortez is, you know, you never know.
I gave a real answer.
But
Mitch McConnell, come suck it.
No.
You got a...
you're hot. You're hot.
I know other people that got this online, but you got like a church sent out a newsletter. Like a church distributed a newsletter to people's houses. I know people in other cities that got this, but you got one.
It was warning me about her.
And
whoa.
And this thing, it talks about Jesus Christ, and it's like a newsletter, a church newsletter, and they use this hideous picture of her, like
I thought
like
it was
that.
Kinda hot.
And but you know, the intention was that to make her look bad.
Well,
and it like warned, it was like a whole like smear thing on her. And it was like, what church is sending this out? is what would Jesus do still in the equation? You know, Jesus always sent out ugly pictures of the people that bothered him.
That was his main tactic.
That's what Jesus loves to do.
Forgive your brother and forgive thy neighbor. Wait, hold on. That guy, I'm not a fan of that guy. Hold on. Who's got a camera?
Yeah.
Hey, bitch. All right, distribute that.
That's Jesus.
Jesus.
That's
that
why they put him on the
cross. Jesus quote.
Yeah. Jesus was a notorious shit talker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's always talking shit.
Yeah.
He didn't like somebody. He just talked shit.
And that was the real sacrifice. When they put him on the cross, they were like, don't do it.
Don't shut the fuck up. They kept saying, shut the fuck up.
And he said, you know what? If I shut the fuck up, maybe I'll rise again to talk shit another day. And he did. And that was this true sacrifice.
Pontius Pilate in Rome put Jesus on trial, said, I heard you've been talking shit. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And Jesus continued to talk shit.
Kept flapping his mouth.
So Longinus was like, I'm going to poke your ass. Yeah. You don't stop talking.
So they whipped Jesus. They whipped him. And they're like, shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up.
Second
we'll stop.
Warning.
And he kept on talking shit.
Oh, no.
So they put the crown of thorns on him. And they're like, now you're going to shut the fuck up. And that he just went off on that point. And they're like,
well, yeah. He was like, these bitches know not what they do. And then they were like, I'm going to poke you with the stick.
Yeah. He's like,
how your ribs feel, bitch.
Yeah. Like, he's like, see all them rich people over there? I fucking hate them. They got, a camel could walk through the eye of a needle before them fuckers are ever going to be cool. And they're like, that's it.
Enough is enough.
Stop.
Get the fucking nails.
And eventually he stopped. After he's all nailed up, he stopped. He's like, all right, I'm going to sacrifice and not do it anymore. And then God was like, thank you. You can come down now and be with me in heaven. And he took the nails out of his hands and he went, the feet theme song.
I'm a lonely horse, got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides the lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be the lonely horseman.
Welcome back.
Oldest, like, Italian/Catholic joke, you know, combo.
We're going to get the explanation
in
now?
The book.
You bring him in.
It's always like when Jesus came
off
the cross.
I thought you wrote that.
They removed the nails, and then the punchline of the joke is, the feet!
Mario Puzo wrote that.
That's not funny, because he was dead when they took him off the cross. So you're making fun of a dead guy.
In the world of humor, who's dead, who's alive, who knows? But
we're going to check that.
It reminds me today on Facebook, I checked Facebook and there's someone who I am Facebook friends with who is heavily Catholic and they posted
heavily Catholic
and they posted, you know, and I grew up in a Catholic family. So I get the lingo. And this guy posted an image and it was Obi-Wan Kenobi with the lightsaber.
Yeah.
I had to think about what it was because I've never seen Star Wars.
And holding his dick in his hand.
And it says, may the force be with you. And then it is all the Catholics in the pews of a church saying, and also with you. And
that's good.
And that, and then the bottom of it was like CatholicMemes.com or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's really what it was, but I just thought, what else are they putting out? Like what kind of hot Catholic memes are coming out this week? You know, like
what's a good Catholic meme?
What's a
I guess you and
Catholic
I would be the only
one.
Yeah,
I don't know. No.
I was just told a story that I guess Jenny back in like elementary school, high school, she went to a dance at a Catholic school.
Yeah.
But before they let people dance, they said, make sure you leave room for Jesus.
Oh, I've heard that before. Yeah.
I had never heard that
definitely
before.
Heard that
oh,
before.
Yeah, don't dance close together.
I really enjoyed that. Yeah. See, you know the memes. I didn't know that one. That one's
that
new
is,
to me.
That's
Jesus,
a Catholic meme.
Like, sticking his head in between two horny teenagers? Like, what the fuck's going on there?
That doesn't make Jesus look good.
No. Yeah, get out of there. Get out
of
here.
There's a famous painting where a guy is injecting heroin. He's about to, like a junkie.
Yeah.
And he's doing it, but Jesus is stepping over his shoulder and going like, putting his arm over
he's
his
taking
arm
the hit.
To take the hit.
He's trying
the
to
hit.
Steal the
and,
high.
And it's meant to be a powerful painting, but every time I see it, I'm like, Jesus is like stealing this guy's drug.
Yeah.
Like I want heroin.
Thou shalt not steal my high.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Fentanyl in that. Though.
I still laugh about, speaking of heroin,
that's
I
like
still,
Jesus saves. Yeah.
When, you know, you're smoking the joint, right?
Oh,
and then you're like, coughing, but you don't know Jesus is over here. He's hitting the joint, you know, invisibly.
Puff, pass.
What? Where'd my joint go?
Sucked it all. Who sucked it all down with their super lungs?
Jesus.
Puff, pass. Pray, heal. You know, classic. That's a.
That's gonna be the next 64-hour special shirt.
Pray, heal. Yeah, it should. Jesus on the.
It's a stoner coughing, and Jesus is stealing a hit off the joint. And it says, puff, pass. Pray, heal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We have so many like religious themed 64-hour specials now.
Yeah. Well. But speaking of religion and religious holidays and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I had a very weird experience this week, shopping experience. Okay. I went with Kevin to get... There's some stuff to frame here in the office. I wanted to go to Michael's, get some frames. Michael's, I don't know if... Is that... That's nationwide, right?
I believe
Michael's
it is.
Michael's is a craft store.
It's we don't store. Go to Hobby Lobby, so Michael's is the only option
yeah,
for us.
Yeah, speaking of religion...
What's the other one?
Joanne's Fabrics?
No, it's like something something plus. Anybody know?
Cost Plus? No.
No.
That's some...
AC Plus? Yeah.
That's some Midwest
something like
shit?
That.
Something like that. Hmm. Well, anyway, Michael's...
AC Moore! Thank you, everybody.
I've never heard of that.
Michael's, we went there, and all over... It well, first of all, there was still Easter stuff, which I thought Michael's is normally super early to holidays. I guess now they're they've got that early that they're on next Easter. I don't know. But then all so I was kind of taken aback by that. And then I'm looking around and I'm like, Black Friday deals. What?
Dude, I
and
saw
I look
that.
Over there, Black Friday special, doorbuster. And I'm like, what time? What year is this? I was so confused. Like,
dude, you didn't camp out. I was there.
Do they
I spent
know
the night.
What time it is? And so I posted that online. I posted on Twitter. I'm like, do they know what time it is of the year? And I got some responses that were like, oh, a lot of craft stores do that. They have like Black Friday in spring.
That sounds like a know-it-all answer.
A which lot of craft stores do that?
Didn't clear anything up.
How in the world do you know that much about craft stores?
Right? Like it, and it doesn't seem real.
I go to craft stores... A lot.
Yeah.
Surprising
yeah.
amount for what we do. We make yeah, props, yeah. make whatever.
I was there. I can confirm. I was there on Sunday at Michael's, and I saw these signs Rocco's talking about at a different store.
Yeah. So the fact that you know that the craft stores have
yeah.
Black Friday in spring, what the fuck?
Maybe yeah, he, maybe know. They work at a Joanne's or at a AC Moore.
Every time I go to Michael's, they're sold out of everything. Am I
really?
The only one who knows? Mm. Yeah, I always
I
go
mean,
there
I only go there for frames.
They don't have shit. Well, they have a lot of frames.
Yeah, that's all I go there for.
Whenever I have a real specific need, like Sunday I went there, or no, Saturday I went there for curved needles.
Oh, okay.
Needed some curved needles.
Gotta have curved needles.
Yeah.
For that squiggly heroin.
No, sewing. Sewing.
Oh.
Gotta mend.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sounding.
Oh,
no,
fuck.
No. That's
dude.
A
well, what
Jesus.
Else do you need a curved dick. Needle for?
You anyways. Could, ooh. Use like did a crochet needle for that.
Be real. Did anybody here try sounding after we talked about it
no.
on the podcast?
There's certain things.
For a recap, for people who don't know what it is,
Google
put,
it.
It's different.
Yeah, yeah, do what I did.
Google it. No, don't. You
don't.
Put metallic. It's certain metallic objects in your urethra, right?
Cylinders.
In your,
yeah.
Well,
in your pee hole.
I can tell you all about it.
Nice. Fuck yeah. Nice.
That
so,
sounds
so
like I am
it.
An expert on this, which
yeah.
I am not.
Yeah. So what do you know, buddy?
But when I wasn't there, the podcast you talked about this, and yeah. so I always pause the podcast when I want to insert an image and then Google it. So I honestly thought it was a band. I did not know what it was, and I Google image search sounding,
yeah.
and my mind was blown. I screamed. It was fucking terrible. But I saw in the images there was sounding kits, and it works your way up. So it's like starts like really thin, and it gets thicker and thicker and thicker. As,
like how thick? Like pinky fuck. Size? Is that the thickest one?
I honestly didn't look at that long, but it was long
can
enough that
go,
I was like,
I
oh my
this.
God.
Can you go like zero gauge, like with ears?
I think it was like that. I don't know.
Everybody's got their sensitive thing. Mine.
Oh, weird.
Things going in the dick hole.
Dude,
nah.
You got Rocco. A sensitive urethra, dude?
This
call
guy.
Call me weird.
Look at this guy. What a weirdo.
I'm feeling that.
Weirdo.
Nah. One way street. This dick.
You're fucking so close minded and. Not,
I know. It's 2019.
Not woke.
Yeah. I
basic.
Know. I'm sorry.
You're basic.
Sorry.
Derek is calling you basic.
Yeah, you got to put a cork in it.
I'm sorry.
The doctor's
no, don't
calling
put a cork
you bacon.
In it.
Basic. I almost called you bacon.
Oh, I'm that too, man. I'm fucking cooked.
Speaking of the doctor's calling you basic, trailer for Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie came out.
Oh,
Between the last podcast and this podcast. Yeah. I thought it looked fucking great. I'm stoked. I think they nailed it.
No argument
you're
here.
Let bummed. Me ask you some questions because I am confused about
okay,
this.
Okay. I'm the Sonic
I did,
expert.
I did watch the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Which is okay. I don't. It's
perfect.
A kids movie. I mean, I saw the
right.
Pikachu, the Detective
yeah,
Pikachu.
I don't think so.
What, it's not a kids no. movie.
I don't think it's a kids movie. Clearly, the Sonic fan base is in their 30s.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk.
Well,
let's
that
real.
Is true.
Yeah,
that
is
true.
For
my
adults.
Kids don't give
it's
a adults. Shit about Sonic. That's
right?
A good point.
Exactly.
Good point. But I saw that they're redoing Sonic.
That's a mistake.
Is that real or
so,
is that
yeah,
is that not
due
real?
To the feedback they got? They are actually. redoing.
This is a first.
Sauna. Yeah, they're actually going, hey, we're going to redesign it. We're going to redo
those,
it.
I feel like it's not. I feel like there's been instances in the past where internet backlashes have caused people to like change stuff.
Well, I was bringing up before, this is, I mean, people are treating this like it's kind of the first time, because I think it's kind of the first time that they've been outward about it. Like, hey, we heard you and we're going to go do it. They actually declared that. Right. But some people are already mentioning it in the chat. They definitely did that with Alita. They Battle Angel.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't say anything, but that first trailer that came out, she had some fucked up eyes. Like, she had such big eyes. I remember thinking, this is the ugliest movie I've ever seen. And then when they showed more stuff later, I was like, this doesn't look bad. And it's because they subtly changed it to make her look a little more, I don't know.
What was all that stuff about? I don't even remember at this point. We've joked about it so much, but the Joker, and it was just a tribute.
Oh, that was what they said about the costume,
man,
right?
Yeah. When everyone jumped on the Jared Leto look, they said, well, that image is just a tribute.
Yeah. And then they changed it.
No, they didn't.
It was looked the same. Like that.
He had damaged on his head. He had the little teardrop tattoo and the gun tattoo on his
head. It was like he kind of deflected it, but it didn't change
it.
So
they didn't go back and change it. Like, I felt like the Joker backlash was huge.
It sounded like that. It did, but it didn't happen, really.
Interesting. They stuck to their guns
on
the Joker.
Well, I think that the fans are definitely going to be happy now.
Yeah. Oh, now.
Now whatever they come up with next is going to be a slam dunk.
This is rule. I see both sides of it, but it is a dangerous area you're going to now because you're giving them the power if they bitch enough that you will cave to what they're saying.
What are the two sides of it?
I get the side of like, hey, this doesn't look good. We should probably fix it. But if we do that,
if there's anyone you don't want to have the power, it's Sonic the Hedgehog fans, I think, as well. But yeah, it is dangerous ground that they're treading on.
Hey, now,
you know what,
Jim
though?
Carrey,
you know what, though? Yeah. Hey, we did have a caller once who I, you know, obviously we always talk about Turtleverse.
Right.
Because we see that guy a lot.
Yeah.
But there is, hey, Sonicverse is out there. So maybe he'll call in. Sonicverse, if you're out there, we want the final word. Sonic, the perfect movie? Or do you think they could use some work? He's in the chat.
I have a problem. To me, I like to joke and say the movie's perfect because there was so much hatred about it. I'm sorry.
I thought, you know, positive.
Pull the curtain back. Well, I'm still positive. I am still positive. But, I feel like them bowing to the complaints online just made it seem like, okay, so, I mean, you're just doing this to make money. Like, nobody there...
You have no faith in this.
You know, nobody there has an artistic vision.
Yeah.
You just want to hit as wide, swath of people as you can.
Yeah.
Suck in the money.
That kind of response is really tricky because, on one hand, hey, we're listening. We heard you, and we're going to listen to you because your opinion means a lot to us. That's a nice thing. At the same time, it does showcase, like, this kind of, it doesn't show a lot of strength in the product. You know what I mean? It kind of, it does show, like,
the movie.
So that kind of thing's always hard. We've run into that before.
Totally.
Where there's things that we want to do, like, hey, let's do this way because people are saying that to us. But it's like, but at the same time, are we changing our initial vision because we just want to... You know what I mean? It's really
the
tough.
The trailer already made the movie look like there was a lack of passion.
Sure.
A lack of creativity. It looked like a very generic film. Mm-hmm. And then to say like, oh, you don't like the way it looks? We'll redesign everything. It's just
it doesn't show a lot of confidence.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck are you doing over there?
Yeah.
Do you believe in what you're making? Or like, who is this for?
Yeah.
And I don't really get how it got to this point anyways. Like, it didn't look good. Like, how do we come so far that you show, like, this looks terrible.
There's got to be some type of like artistic director who made the choice to make Sonic.
Right.
Look and appear in that design.
Right.
So whoever that was, how are they so easy to fall back on? Like, okay, my whole design,
I guess,
is shit.
I'm sure they're fired.
Yeah, maybe
the fans don't like what you did.
But let's get. I don't think Jim Carrey's gonna do a good job. Let's get him out. So let's get the internet going and say,
well, that's not CG. They can only redo CG stuff. Everything else is shot.
You guys, this isn't my problem. They're going to cave to anything we want.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say
Carrie Fisher in there. She's CG.
Let me just say that. Let me just say regarding Jim Carrey, people keep sending me or posting online or whatever images of the movie out of context. So like a picture of Sonic going like with nothing else. Right. Like it's so bad it speaks for itself. And hey, I agree. He looks like annoying orange. Like what the fuck? But people keep doing that too with Jim Carrey in the Robotnik costume. Like when he's in the thing, they keep posting that like, yeah, there you go. And I'm like, this is the one thing that doesn't look that bad to me. I don't think it... Like that guy is carrying that fucking movie.
Rocco,
right?
100% agree. Let's get him out. Yeah. Let's get him out just to see if we can. Yeah. I don't really want him to get out of the movie, but I'm curious. Yeah. Can we pull this off?
This is...
Hashtag Jim Carrey out.
Jim Carrey out.
Like, vote for Sanjaya. We're just going to Jim Carrey out.
Jim Carrey doesn't bother me. Honestly, this looks like the fucking Goosebumps movie with Jack Black.
Yeah.
It just looks like a property that was popular with children 30 years ago. Yeah. All those children are grown up. You're giving them a children movie now when they're adults, and hopefully they'll share it with their kids.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a fucked up
But maybe
idea.
That'll be... Hey, you know, I saw that Goosebumps movie because I thought, this can't work, right? I saw it when it came out.
The first one or the second one?
The first one. Oh, yeah. Not the second one.
Oh, but, standards.
Please. No, but the first one was a fun movie. Like, it was definitely a kid's movie.
Right.
But Jack Black carried it into something that was, like, fun to watch. The second one, like lessened him. Like, not going for
less
that.
Jack?
From what I understand, but I didn't see it. But, you know, maybe this will be that. Maybe Jim Carrey would be, like, so damn entertaining that it's like, okay, that was fun.
We'll never know, because Jim Carrey out.
That's it.
You know, I like...
Get him out.
Last thing I'll say about this trailer, it was really good. Awesome soundtrack. Fucking Gangsters Paradise by Coolio.
Fuck yeah.
That song rips. And I feel like it's the perfect song to sum up Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
What, you know, let's not forget the lyrics to Gangster's Paradise.
Which are?
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yeah.
Shadow. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Because I've been blasting and laughing so long, even my mama think that my life is gone.
Damn.
Sonic the Hedgehog, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, you said his wife and there's nothing left? Is that what it was? His life. Oh, I thought you said wife.
You're thinking of the Weird Al Yankovic version.
Because I was going to say in the original Sonic concept art, he was going to have a girlfriend named Madonna, and they cut that out of the game. So I was thinking look at his spouse, and she's not
Maybe
there.
Did Coolio date Madonna, too?
I think
I don't know. That could have happened.
Yeah, who knows?
Somebody on Twitter posted, and I thought it was funny. Sorry, I can't credit them. But... They posted, can't wait for the Bubsy movie to have Fuck the Police in the trailer. And I got a laugh out of it. So there you go.
It's a weird choice. I always like to think about like conversations that were had. Like, I would love the phone call to Coolio to tell him they want that song for the Sonic movie and him to be like, yeah, sure. And then his wife or friend, whatever, like, who is that? They're going to use my fucking song in the Sonic movie?
Coolio!
Like, what? Why?
Coolio doesn't own the rights to that song anymore.
What?
Really?
Yeah, he sold the rights to that song. I saw this thing a pop culture expert was talking about that. Coolio sold the rights to that song to publish a cookbook. Cooking with Coolio.
What?
He wanted to raise money. So, because, famously, he didn't want to give Weird Al permission to cover that song.
Right.
But he no longer controls the rights to that song. So, that's all... The fucking bigwigs at corporate making those decisions.
How weird.
I think that the Sonic people must be just leaning into the meme aspect of marketing this thing. So it almost makes me think, did they put it out bad on purpose? Because everyone is fucking talking about it, including us.
Yeah. The simplest answer that is often the one.
Yeah. The song choice, though, that's got to be just like, hey, like, what's the most, what's going to be the fucking most opposite for this trailer? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Some 90s rap song?
All right, do that. You know, they need to get like some Dr. Dre, The Chronic on that Detective Pikachu trailer when that comes out. I want Pikachu walking down the street like, I can't be faded. I'm a Pokemon from the motherfucking street.
Yeah, get Bonnie Tyler out of there.
Got to do the Pokemon remix.
Get Dr. Dre in.
Have Pikachu going, so what? We get drunk. So what? I smoke weed.
Well, Ryan Reynolds already curses as the Deadpool character, so he can just carry on that persona.
Yeah.
I liked Ryan Reynolds before he realized he was funny. Before he thought he was funny.
Pre-Van Wilder?
I just feel like even Van Wilder was fine, but something happened with the Deadpool thing where he like leaned so hard into being like the funny guy. It's like, oh, no, just...
Well, Deadpool's fine.
Yeah, because I like him generally.
Yeah, I like Ryan Reynolds, but he just...
Chimichangas.
Everything he does now is like Deadpool...
Kevin laughed.
Yeah, Deadpool-esque.
Hey, I said Chimichangas and Kevin laughed. That proves Deadpool's funny.
It's just oversaturation. There's just too... He's getting that paycheck, though.
He's the new Dane Cook.
He's the new Jim Carrey.
Hey,
Dane Cook should have been Deadpool. That would have been fucking awesome.
Hey, speaking of Dane Cook, man, I watched his... he was recently on Tom Segura's podcast.
Yeah. That was.
Did you hear that?
No. I watched a couple clips of it.
He was on, which, by the way, I will eternally love Tom Segura's podcast.
Who's Tom Segura?
Tom Segura is a comedian.
Stand-up comedian.
It's your mom's house, right? Is that what that's
the name of their podcast
show?
Called.
That's the name of their podcast. Okay.
All right.
I'll forever love them because they did play my Garth Brooks spoof,
that's right. That's right.
On the toilet. Taking so the shit. Thank you. Which still makes me laugh because they showed that on a show and I tweeted at Tom Segura like, hey, you played video of me on the toilet. Thank you. And he responded to me thinking like I was sarcastic because something bad happened.
Oh.
So he responded back, wait, what? What did we show? And it was like, no, I did the Garth Brooks video that you showed. And he was like, oh, thank you. And so he was really nice. So anyway. You didn't accidentally show me taking.
You guys are
shit.
Like best friends now.
We're like BFFs now.
You should get him on this podcast.
Damn it, we should.
Him and Christina Pazitsky, his wife, they run that podcast. They had Dane Cook on.
Yeah, they had Dane Cook on, and they got him to talk about. They asked them about, hey, we heard a news story a while back about your brother stole your money.
I know this story, but I can't believe he talked about it.
He went into it, and man, hey, you know what? I'm gonna fucking say it. Fuck it. Shout out Dane Cook.
Yeah.
Dane Cook had this phase where he came out and it was like, oh, who's this guy? Kind of funny. And then it became like Family Guy levels of like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah.
Can't be around this anymore. This is like so played out.
Right.
But you know what? He told the story and I was like, you know what? This guy's been through some shit. You know what? Shout out. Dane Cook. Props.
People like it when you keep it real.
There is nothing wrong. Like Dane Cook, I don't blame him.
Yeah.
He fucking made it. He made it. And if you give me 1,000 opportunities, I will say yes to all of them because I want to fucking make it more. Like, you know, like it's crazy I'm getting jobs in movies and I'll do whatever.
So what he said, anyway, just a long story short, whatever. His brother ran all the business stuff from him for him or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Dane Cook was like transitioning like business, like, hey, I'm gonna move my stuff out to California. So don't do that job anymore. I'm gonna hire somebody else to do it. You could just do something else. And that guy was like, no, you don't need to look at any of this stuff. And it was, he stole tens of millions of dollars from him over the years.
Uh-huh.
But Dane Cook was saying, he's like, so yeah, that guy, I mean, he sent his brother to prison. His brother was a correctional guard or whatever, he worked at a prison sent him to that prison. Which is crazy, but
that's a movie.
That's exactly what Tom Segura said. That he's like, okay, this is the movie I
want to
see.
I want to see that movie. I want Dane Cook to be his brother in the movie.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, but anyway, so that was really hard. And he was like, yeah, same, me and my brother, same mom, different dads. And they were like, there it is. That's it right there. And they were like, yeah, the dad was like screwy, I guess. So whatever. So they had the sociopathic thing to
screwy
him. Whatever.
Genetics. Jeez.
But anyway, what I thought was cool was he said, you know, during this, it was kind of a hard time when he was touring, whatever. But he's like, you know what? During the recession, you know, 10 years ago or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Dane Cook was touring. He was doing arenas. I didn't know this, but Dane Cook, with all the money that he, I keep saying his full name, sorry, but with his all the money that he made, he rented the arenas that he did these tours in. He didn't do like a deal with like a promoter or a, you know, whatever. He's like, I rented them like you rent a hall for the evening. Like I rented the arena. All right, come do, you know, whatever. And he's like,
yeah.
And during that recession, all those people came. And so he incurred the risk, but got all the reward for doing that. He got 100% of the door,
right.
You know. But he said during that time, all those people came during a time where people didn't have that much money or you know, things were tight, whatever. And so he was like, you know, I decided there, I'm, you know, fuck doing like a movie or a sitcom that my fans don't like. Like, I wanted, like, I want to do stuff for them. And like, I don't, you know, anyway, I just thought it was a cool interview. It was a really good interview.
You should listen to an Adam Sandler interview. He says the same shit.
Yeah.
You would love him.
These keep trying to get me on the Adam Sandler train.
There are interviews, like, I mostly listen to Howard Stern's interviews, but there are other interviews I hear.
Yeah,
where you can do a complete 180 on a person.
Yes.
And it's like, hey, you
good
know
or
what?
Bad.
Good or bad. Yeah. And it's like, I wasn't, honestly, Lady Gaga, she was fine. She was fine.
Yeah.
She was on Howard Stern, and now she's like, she's fucking crazy. She's awesome.
You see the human side of her.
Not human side of her.
I already know all that.
And then like, she's saying, I'm like, your voice is like phenomenal. Like, you're like so talented.
I'm already pretty close
to
you.
You're a little
monster.
I'm
kind of close to her. So
Rocco and Stephanie talk about Bayonetta.
If those of you who disagree, like, listen to Howard Stern's interview of Lady Gaga, and I think you'll have your mind changed.
And likewise, the opposite for me was I always kind of liked Aaron Eckhart, the actor.
Oh, fuck. I liked him.
And then he did an interview where he talked about making fucking I, Frankenstein or whatever. And he talked about infiltrating like
support groups.
Yeah, support groups where people talk about losing their children.
Yeah.
People who have lost a kid.
Yeah.
What? And he was like, yeah, and I made up a story about how
I lost
a kid. Because
I wanted to be in there and like see what they felt.
I wanted to just feel that.
What does that have to do with I, Frankenstein?
He wanted to go to a dark place. He couldn't get... He wanted to keep going darker.
So I'm making this Frankenstein movie. I'm going to lie to all these parents with dead kids.
Yeah, and Howard Stern's like, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of messed up.
Kind of fucked up.
Like, yeah, Howard Stern was... Even
the second that interview is over, it's like, fuck that guy forever. Yeah. I will never see another one of his movies. Like, what a fucking monster.
It's rare that I get that way about, I hear, you know, celebrity, I don't engage with celebrity stuff enough that it affects me one way or another, but that did. I was like, this guy fucking sucks.
Yeah.
So, I love interviews. I love listening to people talk about interviews. I'm going to change the subject.
That's fine.
Mm. I, Frankenstein.
You want to get off the Dane Cook train?
Okay. Yeah. I, Frankenstein is fucking great. And I'd love to talk about it.
Okay.
No, I saw a film and I did a social experiment this weekend. I saw Avengers Endgame.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
This
will be good.
I saw Avengers Endgame having no fucking context for the movie.
Oh, my yes. God. This Wait, is
did
perfect.
Did you see the first one?
No.
No, what Marvel movies have you seen?
I've seen Iron Man.
Okay, the first one.
Oh, you're good.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
One,
yeah, you're set.
And I saw Ant-Man 2. And those are the three Marvel movies I've seen.
Ant-Man 2 ended up being more important than...
You're right, Rocco.
Yeah. Ant-Man 2? That movie's... I saw that one.
Ant-Man 2 was pretty relevant to Endgame.
Yeah, it actually significantly pays some
sets up a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I saw the after credits thing. I assume that.
Let me.
What, now,
this is where I'm coming from.
Spoilers, but we may.
I say, hey,
can I speak? Let me just say why I did this.
Okay.
When I was a kid, my dad gave me the Leonard Maltin movie book, which pretty much reviews every movie in there.
Yeah.
And I would read it. I would read about movies I liked, movies I'd never seen, get the story. I read a review in there when I was a child for Return of the Jedi, and it said, this movie's all right, but incomprehensible if you haven't seen the other Star Wars movies.
I remember you told me
about that. And that always fascinated me because I thought, you're telling me you watch Return of the Jedi, you're not going to know what the fuck's going on if you've never seen the other ones? And I always wanted to find somebody who'd never seen Star Wars and just show them Return of the Jedi and see if it made any sense or not. And I could never do that experiment. Avengers Endgame comes out, and I say to myself, this is the same thing. Yeah. There's 21 fucking movies that led up to this.
Yeah.
I've seen three of them.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk into this movie fucking blank fucking slate.
Yeah.
And let's see what it's like.
Yeah.
Let's see if it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I could tell you what I thought about the movie, but I feel like if you really want to hear how this experiment turned out, there's gonna be spoilers in it because I have
most people are saying spoil it.
This is gonna shock you. Yeah. I have some fucking questions
now
about this movie.
Now here's the thing. The one person who doesn't want to spoil is Kevin but keep your shot where it is, Kevin, on Derek and walk away. That is fine because we have the shot we need.
Do you have headphones?
But if you really want to go in cold, people watching this, you want to go in cold.
I will put a spoiler thing on the screen.
Yeah.
It's been a couple weeks now, so a lot of people have had a chance.
I have to pee so bad, but I want to leave too, but I have to listen to this. I'm so excited.
Okay, so yeah, go ahead.
All right. So I just want to say the movie was
a slightly bit pre-spoiled for me, which did piss. Before I even talk about my movie experience, what I thought of the movie, it was one of the worst movie experiences I've ever had.
Oh, wow.
Being in a theater.
People kept blabbing.
People were fucking talking the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole movie experience. Because
they probably seen it for the third time.
The movie experience of like pick your seat before you get in there. I fucking hate that. It's like going onto an airplane. They fucked up the movie theater experience. For thousands of years, you just walk into a theater and see, oh, there's a good seat for me and sit down.
You know, know what?
And you can move if someone's fucking talking. You know what?
Actually, to that point, I when I was in Japan, all their theaters are like that. And I liked it because it was the Evangelion movie was packed.
Uh-huh.
So I picked my seat and I didn't have to get there like fucking early to, oh, I got to get a good seat. I showed up 1 minute before it started and I get there early
because I'm pre-programmed to do that for my whole life. I've done that. I'm sitting next to some fat fucking guy on his cell phone the whole time checking Twitter and text messages. The screen is bright as fuck. It's like getting sunlight directly into my eyes. And in between him, I'm literally sitting next to some like chunky as fuck 12-year-old kid who's like scarfing food the whole time and crinkling shit and like wiping his hands all over it. And he's like choking on his popcorn, like,
during the film.
During the movie.
I'm
just thinking, like, I don't want to be fucking sitting next to this kid.
Yeah. You got
to
find
All I was going to say to that was now that they've been doing it more here, I find that I like it okay for, I think it's, somebody in the chat just said this and I totally agree. I think it's good for opening weekend when it's like, shit, this is going to be fucking crazy. Hey, I have a seat booked. Right. I don't have to worry about it. After opening weekend, I don't need to do it because I go to fucking like half empty movies and it's like, well, where are you going to sit? And I pick something and then some schmuck is like, well, I'm in the seat next to you. And it's like,
everybody wants the best seat in the house. Yeah. And so they're all crowded towards the center and you're sitting next to people you don't
know. If I could compare it to anything, it's like when there's a wall of urinals and the guy goes right next to you.
Yeah.
It's like,
exactly.
There's no need to do this.
I'm still cool. I'm cool with it for a packed opening weekend. After that, don't care. That's my opinion.
There was, the theater was still packed. It was like an hour of like food crunching, hour before everybody ate all their food. It was so fucking noisy in there. And some family brought like a toddler.
There's
like a 3-year-old kid literally like running around the theater.
I've had that happen. Yeah.
Fucking screaming, crying. And I'm like, why'd you bring a fucking little kid here?
That happened to me with Revenge of the Sith. The kid was running around in front, and it was like, are you fucking serious? Like, they're going to kill the younglings in a minute.
So, movie theaters.
You're going to kill a youngling. So far, not spoiled, so I'm not going to have the spoiler thing on the screen yet.
I hope you trash the shit out of this theater. That's all I'm going to say.
You know what?
I don't know how this ends.
Maybe I don't want this movie spoiled. Do I want it? Does it matter? Should I?
You said you didn't care just now, but do you?
Give me a second. I'm going to think. Nah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it more when you eventually see it.
Yeah.
You're not even going to remember what I had to say about it. Okay, so the movie was kind of spoiled for me. Brian, you've seen the movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Movie was kind of spoiled for me online. All these people were so anti-spoiler on Facebook. Don't spoil it. Yeah. Let's all agree we're not going to spoil Avengers. Yeah. And then like 2 days later, one of those Marvel fans is like, does anybody know where I can get a sweatshirt with the Avengers time machine on it? I've seen a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
And just tell me where you got your Avengers time machine sweatshirt. Yeah. And I'm like thinking like, so is there fucking time travel in this movie?
Yeah.
Like the first hour of the film is like, I have a theory. There may be a way. I'm thinking like, just build the fucking time machine. I know you do it. Oh, we're going to have to. Will it work? Won't it work? I know it fucking works. Get through it.
Yeah.
That's,
I was pissed off.
No, really. That right there is the epitome of why you should go into a movie cold. Because you'd be sitting for half the fucking movie going, when do they just get into the time machine?
Yeah.
Whereas I saw it cold. And when they started, are you sure?
I'm editing this thing. No.
when I was sitting there, I didn't know that was even going to be a factor. And when they started bringing shit up, I'm like, this is the route they're going? Okay. I didn't know this.
So much of the first half of that movie is about like, can we figure this out? And that was all just fucking blown for me. But all right. So just to get to the point, the movie wasn't confusing. The movie wasn't confusing per se.
Sure.
It wasn't like it was incomprehensible and I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, yeah.
But man, there was no context for anything. And so I was kind of bored throughout a long duration of the movie because I just felt like
this feels like it should be really emotionally impactful.
Yeah, it's just not.
Like, the movie struck me as really melodramatic. Everybody was fucking upset.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I had no context for any of it.
Yeah.
And, like, so I'll just tell you. So I'm sitting there.
The first, I love that you didn't even see the first part.
I've never seen any Avengers. I didn't see Infinity War. I didn't even know the movie started.
Yeah.
Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
Is like fucking shooting arrows, and I'm like, is this a trailer?
It's a cold open.
Is this a trailer for a new movie?
Yeah.
And then, like, it, you know, it like it gets all dusty around him, and he's like,
dude,
what? And I'm just like him. I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Just where'd they go?
When I saw it opening night, it was a packed house, and people still. It took like 20 minutes for people to realize the movie started, and so it. As soon as it came on, I knew. I'm like, oh shit, it's Hawkeye with his family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew it, and I was sitting next to Casey. He knew it. And the rest of the theater was still like, what is this? Is this another trailer? Bryce, pass the popcorn down here. Bryce. And everyone was talking, and it's like, hey, everyone, this just started. Shut the fuck up, everybody.
I'll tell you.
It took like 10 minutes.
I'll tell you the most lost in the fucking dust I was.
Okay. Yeah.
Who the fuck was Scarlett Johansson?
Oh, you didn't even see Iron Man 2.
Who the fuck was
she? That's great.
Black Widow.
Oh,
baby.
That's great.
Not only.
No clue.
I'm sitting there thinking, like, does this bitch have a name? I'm just in my mind thinking she's Scarlett Johansson. They don't say her name.
Yeah, they never do.
They don't say, I fucking 2 hours into the movie. Natasha didn't make it.
Or Natasha, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Natasha!
Yeah.
Oh, well, wow. It's fucking little late to know her name now.
I didn't even realize.
And literally, you're going to think I'm stupid, but I'm like, is she the Invisible Girl?
Invisible Girl?
No, that's Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Is she Scarlet Witch? That's like X-Men. I had no fucking
Scarlet Witch was in it, though. She was in it.
I guess she was.
Yeah, later.
Did you know?
No. Chick shows up casting red spells, and
I thought her part.
Oh, it's like the Red Witch from Game of Thrones.
See, I thought her part was sick when he was like, "I don't even know who you, I don't even know your name, or I don't even know who you are."
It's Red Priest. Seriously,
that was sick.
That was cool.
I'm sitting there thinking, like, what's Scarlett Johansson's superpower? I don't fucking know.
So, do you know
to die?
I didn't even know she was Black Widow until after the movie. Somebody told me.
Yeah, because she's not doing any spy shit. She doesn't have her costume on.
Is she a spy? Fucking,
in the other movies,
peanut butter sandwiches. I'm gonna throw this peanut butter sandwich at you. Why is she? Does she fuck these dudes? Like, who's? What's the relationship
she's
here?
Their madam.
I had no clue. I was thinking, like, did she fuck Tony Stark? Did she fuck Bruce Banner? Did she fuck Hawkeye?
Sun's getting down low, big guy.
You know, she has this big, like,
she fucks Hulk.
Does she?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that
they had a relationship.
I had
no clue. She's a Hulk fucker. That's the
yeah.
Oh, isn't that a fetish?
By the way, the Hulk isn't angry anymore.
What?
That was like
he's not mad anymore.
The Hulk. I'm like,
what?
The Hulk is like really sophisticated.
Hey,
wait, no.
This was a comic thing. This is a comic thing. Don't they start calling him? Isn't this the era where they call him Professor Hulk? It was a thing in the comic where he learns to maintain his form. This happened in Dragon Ball 2, by the way, with Super Saiyan, but that's a separate conversation.
Separate entity.
But where he learns to maintain his Hulk form while maintaining his intelligence and his whatever. So he's like wearing glasses and like...
Best of both worlds.
Hey, let's do stuff. But he's that. Yeah. And that's an actual beast. That's a comic thing.
You know, they fit in another cool comic thing, making Asgard on Earth.
That has
nothing to do with Infinity War or Endgame.
There were some deep cuts in this.
But that was just a Marvel thing from a couple of years ago where they made a new Asgard on Earth.
I was just going to say, Sean, you haven't seen it, but Hulk, the CBD.
I feel bad because Sean's going to have this more spoiled.
NASA in the chat reminded me that
her and Jeremy Renner have this whole like who can die harder bit in the movie. And I'm just like, am I supposed to be rooting for one or the other? Like, I just don't know. There was just so much context.
Sure.
See, I liked that. I knew I had the context. I was
following along with the story, but it just really struck me as melodramatic. Everybody was just fucking upset. Like, the whole movie was like old men crying to me. And I was like, I get it. Like, Thanos, you know, they say he killed 50% of all life.
He did. The leftovers.
But honestly, like, Thanos is, like, not really, they kind of, like, he's not really the villain of this movie.
Well, the whole first movie was hit, like, it was all him. Like,
him being villainous.
The what I liked about the first one, Infinity War, is that it's a hero's journey movie completely about the villain. And it follows him throughout the whole movie in his quest to, like, get the shit to wipe out half of life.
Yeah.
And it ends with him, like, satisfied he did it. So this, like, he got his movie, and this one is more about, like, okay, we got to fucking undo. How do we undo all this shit? And so he already got his feature, kind of. And he succeeded. Like, it was all, like, that first movie is all victory for him. And then, yeah, this one, it's more about the core characters.
Everybody's, like, all old and crying and upset. Yeah. And I was just like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Is this the end? Is that was, I mean, I know it's probably
it's
not
the end of a lot of the original group.
I don't know, because I hear a Black Widow movie is coming out, like, next year.
Yeah, I keep hearing those rumors, too.
Now, but it'll be, like, a prequel. It'll be set earlier in the timeline.
Okay.
Oh, what? Go ahead.
No. I was just... what you said. Oh, it's weird that they would do that.
Well, I don't know if they have established that yet or not. But
yeah, I don't know.
But Robert Downey Jr. is not being Tony Stark anymore, right? He's like...
Yeah, he's done. He's done. And so is the guy who played Captain America. Like, a lot of these guys aren't going to do it anymore.
Okay. There were a lot of moments in the movie where I would just laugh to myself because I just think, like, I know that's a reference to something.
Sure.
I don't know what the fuck's going on. They call, like, Prim on the phone, Michael Douglas, you know. Yeah. They're back in the 70s, and he gets a phone call, like, they opened up a package! It's real bright. Everybody's freaking out. He, like, drops the phone and runs off. And I'm just like,
yeah.
Bet that was pretty important.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That was on.
Whatever that was.
That was nothing. That was just a diversion. Yeah. That had no significance other than to divert his attention out of the room.
The whole movie is like, we went back in time, but nobody knows it. So they don't know what we know. And we're going to use that knowledge against them. And I was lost. I could tell that they were going back to older movies, but it was all older movies I'd never seen.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. So. Now that we're bringing that up.
But let's just go quick, because people have already seen it. I don't want to bore anyone, you know?
No. This is fucking important.
Okay, go ahead then.
So I'm going to take my time.
Please do. Okay.
I did a video on my personal channel about this. Did the Avengers Endgame rip-off sequence erase our 10th anniversary special? Wow. Look, they break up into three or four groups.
Oh, whoa.
And go into their past vids.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they totally ripped you off.
Oh.
And they walk through, they go through a portal into their past vids.
Oh, my God.
And to fix it. So, and they're in the background of the classic vids.
Oh, my God.
They ripped us off hook, line, and sinker.
There's a moment where Captain America is fighting himself. And then he defeats himself by, like, touching himself with the tip of this spear, and it just knocks him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no clue what the fuck that spear was.
You got to see Thor 2.
I was just sitting there thinking, like, seems like a pretty powerful spear you got there.
Man. Oh,
hold on. Sorry. People brought this up, and it's true.
I figured that.
Wait, the main villain in both this and Sequence Erase has this big gauntlet of power.
Wow.
I'm getting a check from Disney by the end of the night.
I mean, there's a lot of similarities.
Hell to pay.
And, okay.
And Back to the Future 2. See, I just want to say, I said this in a video, and people were like, Rocco, you're full of shit. You didn't invent time travel. I'm not talking about time travel. I know I didn't invent that. But pairing up in groups all the classic characters to go in
back
their
and
past
fix it.
Vids. It's just the way that the time travel was framed.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Robert Downey Jr. called those movies sick vids.
I love that Tony Stark, like, figuring out time travel was complete mumbo jumbo. Like,
oh yeah,
scientist. Like, he's like, computer, run a Mobius strip program and
Rosenberg Bridge.
It probably won't work. It worked.
And then he strolls into the room. I figured it out.
And I was just like, what the fuck was the science there?
I forgot time travel.
Yeah, he figures it out, and it's like, so, like, there's a lot of mumbo jumbo moments in it. But
let me just, I just want to say my two cents on all that in terms of, My engagement with Marvel is hot and cold, so I didn't have a lot resting on this movie. I really enjoyed it. To me, it combined a lot of aspects of movies that I like. Case in point, Back to the Future 2 felt very like there were aspects of it in there.
They referenced it.
I had a great fucking time with this movie. Had no issues with it, except this is going to sound so dumb, Derek.
Yeah.
There was one thing in that movie that the whole time I'm going, fuck off.
What?
That a rat fucking stepped on a button.
That was stupid.
To free. That's what freed.
That was straight up stupid.
Ant-Man. And what? I'm like.
It all rests
so
on that.
All of this was a catalyst of a fucking rat stepping on a thing.
Yeah. Yep.
Could you write anything else?
I mean,
Bugged me so. Why did that bug me so much?
That rat should be the leader of the Avengers. Yeah, because without him, it was like, you don't have a fucking movie.
Even if people were moving that equipment and it turned on and he came out. You know, that's less of a coincidence than a fucking rat like stepped on the button. Oh, little rat! Good thing the little rat stepped on the button. We got out.
I thought the same thing.
I was like, what the fuck?
But
write anything
to me and. I don't even think this is a matter of having seen stuff or not. Mm. The ending with Captain America did not make sense to me. Well, it made sense what they were going for, but I felt like they broke their own rule.
Yeah, you know what? I when it ended, I really liked it. I really liked that ending, and I thought, oh, for Captain America, that's the perfect way to wrap his thing up. I loved it. And then, yeah, that night I was like, I think they broke their own time travel rules.
Two things. First of all, Hawkeye, who Jeremy Renner, I didn't know he was Hawkeye until the movie was over. Yeah. Also, who was that, like, Asian guy he had a sword fight with? That would made no fucking sense.
Oh, no,
out of context future shit.
Yeah, that was just him, like, in the future he's in a set, you know.
Oh, okay. I thought that
taken
was
down
no,
a cartel.
No, there's nothing more
something.
To that.
But Hawkeye goes back in the past to see his family who's missing. And he, like, wants to say something to his daughter, and he gets sucked out of the past.
Yeah, sucked up in public.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But, so it's like, one guy is forced to come back when he really wants to stay in the past, but this other guy isn't, you know?
He was breaking the rules, but I didn't, to me, I just didn't understand, like, the rules of time travel, were they obeyed there?
No, but,
that they set
Garrett,
up?
That was part of his test.
There was a test that he could only stay in for so long.
But the Hulk was trying repeatedly to get Captain America to come back. So, but they couldn't get him. And I like how do they force one guy to come back, but they can't like force another guy to come back?
Because
that was confusing
his,
to me.
I don't know.
He took off his shit.
That made sense to me. He took off his shit when he went back and said, "I'm going to retire in the 60s."
But here's another thing.
Or 50s.
The Hulk says like you can't go back in time and stay in your same timeline. Like if you go back in time,
that's what I was thinking.
It starts
that's
a new
problem.
Timeline.
Yeah.
And the movie implies that he just went back in time and lived his way back to the current timeline. And I was like, you had this whole... The reason he went back in time was to stop these divergent timelines from happening.
Yeah.
They said, you can't change the present by going back in time. Your present becomes your past, and you start a new timeline. And then it just feels like they threw all that out the window
with that final scene.
That
sat weird with me, too. Thematically, I liked that ending a lot, but that was...
I know what they're going for.
That was weird. Yeah.
I know what they're going for. Oh, we're going to have this big send off to Captain America. I was like, yeah, but you broke your own fucking rules that you set up in this movie.
I didn't realize it at the time.
Yeah. That was weird.
The thing that bugged me about that scene was they send Cap back to take all the stones and put them back at their original places, you know, and that's when he doesn't come back.
Uh-huh.
Him not coming back didn't bother me, but him returning all the stones bugged me because what does he go to Vormir and go like, "Hey, Red Skull, hey, I know we defeated each other in the first Cap movie, but here's the Soul Stone back."
I don't even know that happened.
That's essentially what would have to happen.
You know what? You know what is cool about Red Skull? I just want to mention with Red Skull was in the first Captain America movie.
Was he the guy with the Red Skull in the movie?
Okay. Vigo. He's in the original Captain America movie, which I really like that movie, actually. Mm-hmm. It's directed by the guy who did Rocketeer, so I dig it. But it was Hugo Weaving.
Oh, nice.
It was Hugo Weaving in the makeup. And Hugo Weaving, I like Hugo Weaving because one, great actor. Two, he's in all these blockbuster movies and then talk shit on them as soon as they're done. I don't know why I get a kick out of that every time. He was Megatron in Transformers and then was like, yeah, that was a piece of shit. Okay, cool. He's not in that anymore. And then after the first Captain America, he's like, now they're doing this whole universe. I ain't doing that. You know, I give him a kick. He stands by what he believes, whatever.
You know, people in the chat are saying, like, Captain America lived to be old, then used the time machine to come back to the current timeline.
Yeah, but that's not...
Hey, you can say that? That's not how they fucking presented it.
No. That's an inelegant
They're trying to get him back, but they're trying to do it, and they look over, and this fucking old guy sitting there.
Yeah. They imply that he lived his age
out. If there's more
out.
To it in another movie, great, but that's not what we're watching right now. But what I wanted to say about Red Skull is that it was Hugo Weaving in the original movie, and then he was like, "Yeah, I'm not into this Marvel shit," and he didn't come back. But we thought Red Skull would never show up again, and it was a surprise to see. It was actually, you know, that's a surprise that was lost on you, Derek.
Okay.
But seeing Red Skull now, it was like, "Whoa, we haven't seen this guy in like 1,000 movies. That's crazy." But I was like, "Wow, this guy is this Hugo Weaving came back." And what's funny is it's not. There is an actor on Walking Dead named Ross Marquand that does really good impressions.
Oh, really?
And they just went, hey, you're really good at impressions. Can you do a Hugo Weaving? Well, I can. And it's like, perfect. And they put him in makeup and that's
it.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
It's a guy doing an impression of fucking Agent Smith. So there you go. I thought that was pretty funny.
Wow. So last thing I'll say is I thought the battle with Thanos at the end was cool. You know,
yeah, I thought it was dope.
That was my favorite part of the movie. The rest of the movie was kind of boring.
But did that even make sense?
Really long.
There's just orange holes opening up and all these people you don't know coming out to help. Did that make sense at all to you?
Yeah, no, because I've seen the trailer for Doctor Strange, so I'm assuming Doctor Strange can do that
seen
shit.
Enough.
The movie was, you know, maybe I didn't have enough context. It was too long. Like, there was so much shit in the middle that just went on forever. And there was like a guy who had bird wings and he kept
Falcon.
I didn't know who that was. And I kept thinking, like, who's that guy? Who's Birdman? You know, I liked seeing Birdman in the Thanos.
I wanted to
Thanos
see Birdman
fight.
From from Cash Money Records.
I didn't know if Birdman was important or not or whatever he is. But the guy, the human bird, he was cool.
The original what was going to happen is Birdman from Cash Money Records. Is Cash Money Records, is that the name of the record label?
You're looking
Cash
at
money?
Who?
It's your joke. I don't know.
Yeah. It doesn't matter anymore. I was going to say he kills Thanos and goes, what happened to that boy? It doesn't matter. Anyway.
Should I get Kevin?
Yeah. I think
overall, Derek, what do you give this movie?
6 out of 10.
But you didn't see right, any of the other ones.
I know.
So you...
That's the experiment.
But no one else would go see this without
seeing
the others.
I'm guessing Infinity War was probably better. And
the
more I think about it, I'm with Thanos. Seriously, I like Thanos.
Thanos is a great character.
I guess I'm not done. Kevin's gonna. I felt like that was forced on me. We're gonna have a problem.
Uh oh. He said that he wouldn't force cutoffs, and here we are.
I feel like another force. You know, since Thanos wasn't like really in the movie, he wasn't really the villain of this movie. They're like going against all these other people, and I'm just like, I want more Thanos.
Yeah.
And then somebody explained to me like, well, Thanos comes from a civilization that was like overcrowded, and there wasn't enough to go around, so he wiped out 50% of the population to fix that. And I'm thinking, like, that's a good plan. Like, I support that.
Oh, shit.
Vote Ocasio-Cortez.
Uh-oh.
2021.
Uh-oh.
I'm pro-Thanos.
I'm a probiotic.
I wasn't really done, but Sean pulled you back in, so we're gonna have... We're gonna
you
have
know what?
Issues.
Yeah, you know what? Sean, sit down on the set. We're gonna have a little... we need to have a little chat.
I thought we were done too. But
what were you?
Oh wait,
to do?
What time is it?
I don't know.
You
got the wrong. Fuck.
You know, if people are avoiding spoilers, still, well, I guess these two are, but I don't know anybody.
I'm
else
not.
Who is.
I sat here.
That's true. That's
I was
true.
Here. Sean knows the whole thing now.
Did I was
we
gonna
wave
say,
the
that was,
spoilers
that was,
are
a
over?
A lot of that was. Yeah, we're done.
Hey,
with spoilers.
Let
spoilers
me tell you, over. Kevin. You're okay. Hear this. I still don't know what the fuck happened in that movie. So
yeah. So there you go.
That's fine.
Hey, let's take a moment to thank our wonderful sponsors, our beautiful sponsors, ourselves.
Fuck yeah.
Best sponsors.
Yeah.
Shop.mega64.com has incredible merchandise, incredible gear, stylish threads. You know we got the best threads of anyone online. You know it. I know it. Love it like you should. And tonight, well, as always, we have a lot of great designs, but something that we do every week is a 64-hour special where we put something up only for a limited time. You know, just kind of maybe it's a bootleg shirt.
Dude, Garrett's wearing one.
Garrett's wearing one right
now.
Look
at he's wearing
me.
This
is from a couple weeks ago.
Look at that handsome boy.
We put up one today that is such a deep cut that I don't know if people will be stoked about it or not care. I don't know. We'll see. But that's what 64-hour specials are all about. We roll the
dice.
It's
just for fun.
I like deep cuts.
Available for the next 64 hours is a shirt that I wore in a lot of old videos.
What was it, a shirt?
It was a shirt that I made custom with just like clip art and stuff. I made it at a t-shirt place, and people were like, where's that shirt? And we re-uploaded a video recently called Exclusives from our IGN era, and I'm wearing it in there, and I'm still getting people going, give me that shirt. So we remade it. Here it is. And Death is Certain shirt. I kept wanting to say cool. Death by Chocolate, but Death is Death Certain by shirt. And it doesn't have any more inside joke to it.
That is it.
That I made that design at a, well, actually Meg put that together for us, but originally I put that together. It was at a t-shirt place.
Yeah.
They just had clip art of dogs and clip art of a Grim Reaper with Death is Certain. And I said, can I get the words from the Grim Reaper and just put it above the puppies? And they said, sure. So there's no other joke to it than that. I just thought it was funny.
The old mix and match.
If you want that, I mean, it's just a cool shirt on its own.
It's badass shirt.
It's a deep cut. I'll post those kind of deep cuts on my MySpace profile.
Yeah, there you go. Shop.mega64.com. And we have a bunch of stuff coming later this week as well. The writer sweatshirt that Mariel did the artwork for us, I think is going to we're going to restock that on Friday. So check that out when it goes up. And a bunch of other stuff too. Check in on us on mega64.com and our Twitter, at mega64 for constant updates. And as you always should, you can also support us on patreon.com/mega64. Always posting fun stuff there and a lot of great extra stuff coming. Because we have a new video coming out. If you're watching this on Tuesday, you might have already seen it.
Hopefully.
But if you're watching this tonight, live Sunday night, man, we got a big one coming for you tomorrow up. And it's going to be good. But if you're watching us live tonight, I do want to inform you, you've been unsubbed because it is a new month. It's May. If you have Amazon Prime, you get a free Twitch Prime sub every month. But they reset it. They unsub you every month. So throw us your Twitch Prime sub. If you have Amazon Prime, like I said, it's no cost to you. Throw us your Twitch Prime sub. And you get a whole bunch of extra stuff, extra emoticons, ad-free experience. You know it. You love it.
It's so easy.
And by the way, we're doing well enough on Twitch now. We can add a lot more emoticons in the chat.
Oh.
So if anybody out there has requests, you want to see some kind of emoticon, emoji, whatever you call it, in the chat, if there's something you want to see added, let us know. Please tweet at us or email us at podcast@mega64.com. Just let us know what you'd like to see.
I'm seeing a lot of suits.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
This is just a theoretical question.
Yeah.
But before the podcast started, you were on Twitter, and you said every now and then, you said, look at Mega64. Do we have any GIFs on Twitter?
Yeah.
And you said there were some. We have GIFs of us.
Yeah.
I fucking love sending GIFs. I love it. Uh-huh. But I love sending GIFs of myself. I think it's so fucking douchey. It's like so.
Yep, it is.
I did it to Kevin, and I know he hates it, and it makes me want to do it more. But like, there's something about like.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
It's just so fucking lame to use a GIF of yourself that I'm all in on it. So I just want to get your. I just want to fill the water. Am I being like? Am I fucking wrong here? Because it's. I know it's gross. But I think it's funny for being gross.
I'm with you. I think that I've never done it. It sounds funny. I'm gonna start doing it. I'm with John.
Thank you.
I've never done it either, but I'd rather get a GIF of you that you just pulled off the web than your fucking Bitmoji of you saying. Like,
oh, I love that.
Yeah,
too.
Queen.
Yeah, I love that too.
Everybody has a Bitmoji, but who has an animated GIF of themselves?
That's what I'm saying. And so I just want to say, seriously, cooler. I want to say thank you to whoever is making GIFs of me. In particular,
it's Leroy.
Because I am using them to send it to my family, my friends, and I think they all hate me for it, but I really enjoy it. So thank you.
The only gifts that I ever send are when people need confirmation on something. I will often send the gif of Batman, the animated series, Batman going, like he's behind a tree and goes, I send that all the time. But otherwise.
Now someone make a gif of Rocco doing that and he can use that one instead.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nah, I'm not going to do that.
Well, there's a lot of gifts of me. Yeah, this is good.
You should just start sending them.
Send them, dude. Send them free.
Tweet them out.
Send
them. Willy-nilly. Send them out. Get them all out there.
Is our most popular gif the hacking in progress?
I think it has to be.
Usually when I search Mega64 in the gif field,
number
that comes
one
up.
On Twitter.
Yeah, on Twitter, it's not even us. It's like Percival from the
Disney
Sword in the Stone.
When you search Mega64 in the GIFs thing on Twitter, the number one, it's all us, except the number one GIF is, yeah, whatever his name is, Percival from the Sword in the Stone.
Is that the main character's name?
I don't know. It's a kid from the Sword in the Stone cartoon drinking tea. It's like, what? Why? And then the second one is Derek. So
we figure it kind of looks like Sean.
Maybe.
Yeah, it could be me.
It's an improper tagging, though, guys.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
I want to give a shout out to a bunch of comic books I've been reading. I've been going fucking ape shit on comic books.
Nice.
New addiction. It's sad. I've been buying a lot of comic books and reading a lot of comic books.
Shame on you.
It's awful.
It's good if you're reading them and not just buying them.
Yeah, I'm reading them. I'm going through them. I recommended one to Garrett. I just actually dropped off the whole first series with him, and I'm going to recommend it to everybody out there. It's called Pestilence. Oh. It's from Aftershock Comics, which is not Marvel and DC, off-brand. I like the ones that are not Marvel and DC. I read Batman on DC, but other than that, I try to go obscure. Pestilence is great. It is like a medieval zombie comic. I know people are probably tired of zombies at this point, but I think this is a new take on it. You know, it's like sword and spear fighting zombies. No guns, no modern day cities.
What about rocks? You got rocks in there?
They do have rocks. Okay. The whole concept is that the plague of the 13th of the Dark Ages was actually a church cover up, and they tell us now that it was a plague, but it was actually a zombie outbreak.
Oh. I'm digging that.
Demons
I like that.
From hell.
It actually got me interested in the plague, and I started reading the Wikipedia article about it. And like anything comic book related, if you think too hard, it kind of fucking ruins everything.
Yeah, don't do that.
The whole time travel thing.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know that the Black Death was not like contained to like a 10-year period in the 1300s. It kept reoccurring every 20 years up until like the mid-1800s.
Oh.
And even
went away for a while and then came
back? Away and come back like every 20 years like 300 years.
Oh, my God.
Even in the year 1665, there was like the Great Plague of London, which killed 100,000 people.
No.
The Black Death. So this idea of like it was really zombies the whole time, it was like, well, it wasn't. It's well documented, but
well, you know, they honestly explain that. You know, I know you're not. You might not go so indie. Well, you said sometimes you dabble in Batman, but they did explain that in Batman Begins. That Ra's al Ghul says that when civilization would peak a little bit, they would release plague like that. So that was actually them.
Knock it down.
Yeah, that's. It was actually defeated by people taking baths. Yeah. It was that.
The League of Shadows. Hygiene, they got bathtubs.
Hygiene wasn't a thing until like the mid 1800s. Yeah. And
soap
pretty much when people started washing themselves, they defeated the plague.
Crazy.
So try it out.
Check it out. Hey, check out baths and showers.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's something we got to repeat when we go to.
That's the Comic-Con.
Real quick,
probably Comic-Con.
Couple other comics that I'm reading right now. People out there might be interested. I'm reading Batman Creature of the Night, which is about a kid named Bruce Wainwright, who's a really big Batman fan. And then his parents end up getting killed in a similar way.
Oh.
And he becomes obsessed with Batman comics because he's like, I have a similar name. I'm living a similar life.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess it's not clear in the comics, but he kind of starts hallucinating that he like sees Batman, and it starts having like real world ramifications. People are saying it's like an instant classic new Batman. I'm like kind of on the fence.
Yeah, I saw you tweet about that. Like you weren't sure about
it. Yeah, the fourth issue is coming out. They're going to wrap up the series. Now, the first issue I really didn't like, but as I read it, I'm getting more interested in it. But check it out. People are saying it's really good. And I've discovered a new badass comic. This is the last one I'm going to recommend. Space Riders by Black Mask Comics. The art is done by a guy named Alexis Zerit, or maybe it's Alex Zerit, but check this out. It is a super psychedelic, super badass, brutal comic. I'm loving it. I'm not going to go too much into it, but it's really awesome. Please check out Space Riders. It's super cool.
Okay.
And I've been reading. Well, I don't have to go into more, but I've also been collecting some issues of Slow Death and Skull Magazine from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and they're awesome. Maybe my all-time favorite comic.
Whoa.
Might be Slow Death.
Slow Death.
I was actually going to ask, like, what's your all-time favorite comic? But
Right now, I'm really enjoying Slow Death, which was 11 issues of... It was kind of like a horror anthology, but they were all about different, like, topical thing. So there's like a whole issue about like nuclear war. There's a whole issue about environmentalism and, you know, like hunting whales. And it just, these comics are cool stories. There's awesome art, but it also makes you think about real world stuff like, oh, nukes are fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get nuked.
Don't want
to. Oh, man.
Get nuked.
A big revelation.
Hunting whales is kind of fucked up because I read Slow Death, the fucking Greenpeace
issue.
Now
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I love Slow Death. You know, it was released. It ran from like 1968 to 1992. They released 12 issues. It's awesome. But
cool.
Anyways.
Very cool. I bought Days Gone.
You
and
did?
Yeah.
Really? No shit.
Of all of us.
I didn't think anybody. Think, yeah. I didn't know.
I thought, let's get weird. And I want to get a game that I wouldn't normally get and give it a shot.
And that's a big new first party game.
Yeah. But like I normally wouldn't give a shit. Sure. But I'm like, I'm going to try it.
What do you think of it?
I'm not far enough into it to give you a real review, but I will say that I've enjoyed the first hour that I played.
Okay,
and,
cool.
It's cool. The game looks beautiful and it's, you know, that's so good. Far I'm liking it. It's very gory, which I was prepared for. And so I don't know. I'll give you more detail next week.
Yeah,
but
keep going on that.
But
cool.
I started it. So
yeah,
because we'll
you're
see.
The only one, I think, among us that got that. I picked up, I've been so excited. When they announced a couple years ago they're going to remaster Final Fantasy XII. I have always thought that was an underrated Final Fantasy game. You know, the series to me after like 8, you know, the 7, 8, 9, they started to trail off. 10 is kind of fun, but then it just, whatever. 12 is done by a different team, and it's such a weird rogue game. I've always loved it. Story, whatever, but the gameplay is a lot of fun. When they announced they were remastering it, I was like, man, I wish that was on Switch. It finally came to Switch. After a couple of years, they finally ported it. I'm so excited. But I'm actually midway through Final Fantasy IX, because when it came out, in 2000 or 2001 or when, I forget. I beat it and I didn't really care for it that much. And people always tell me it's their favorite one or, oh my God, Rocco, it's such a charming game. Like, you got it. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, fuck it. They ported that to Switch just recently. I'm playing through it. I'm doing it. So I'm halfway through it right now. I understand it less than I did over a decade ago. What the fuck?
But Fran is there.
These fucking characters are like, we're going to go over here. Did you catch any frogs? Make sure you catch some frogs. Okay. I thought there'd be something more important going on right now.
Not just frogs.
Every character is just kind of this one-dimensional Muppet. I just don't, I'm like, there's been a couple cool parts. And a lot of it I don't remember, but as of right now, I'm like stumped. It's not like it's not a fun game. I'm playing it and it's fun, but the story just does not go anywhere.
Which
interesting.
One is this again?
9.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. 9 was they tried to go through this. They tried to put it back into like a cute kind of thing, you know.
Vivi's there
style, and Vivi's cute. They're all cute, but they're all just kind of like they do like one thing. I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
Just go right to 14.
Yeah, skip it. Hey, it's if you're at this point, Rocco, what's the point? Just.
But I want to beat it. I really want it. Like, I owe it. Like, I'm going to beat it. I do want to finish it. I don't want to fucking give up and whatever. Okay. But, and again, it's fun. It's classic Final Fantasy gameplay.
But you work hard. Yeah. You do. And you play video games to relax. Yeah. And so if you're relaxing and it feels like homework, that sucks.
No, but it's not miserable to play it. It's still it's a fun game.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Like 10, I really don't like the story in 10, but I do think it's fun to play.
I got to admit, I never got through like 8, 9, and even 12. Kind of, I tapped out at a certain point in the middle where it was just like, fuck,
seven,
I can't finish.
Did you beat 15?
I didn't play 10 or 15.
Oh, you didn't play 10? Really?
I didn't care for them switching to voice acting.
Yeah, and to me, 10 is really mostly hurt by that. To me, it was like almost embarrassing.
Oh, wait, I did. Start
I didn't
15.
Like. I really didn't like the story and characters in that game. But the world was really realized, and the game. I love the battle system in that game. I think it's a lot of fun. So even though I'm kind of laughing. There's enough to laugh at in that game, and the gameplay is fun enough that I enjoy playing 10. It's not my favorite, but I enjoy playing it. And 9, I'm enjoying playing it. It's just The story and characters to me are just so like, there's not much to it. To me, you know, eight was a little going off the rails, but there was some semblance of like, okay, some shit's going down. Like we need to take out this witch. She's gonna compress time. What does that even mean? Let's fucking go for it. And even seven, you know, it's cliche to gush about seven at this point, but seven is like Star Wars. It really is. It's like, let's get this ragtag band of freaks together to take down this empire. And it's all this, you know, it's funny and serious and just the right mix of both. And nine, it's just like, we're gonna have a play.
I have a question.
We're gonna do a play.
I've never played Final Fantasy. I mean, I've tried to play them when I was a kid. I never really liked them. Mm-hmm. Outside of Final Fantasy VII, mm-hmm. how many good Final Fantasy games are there?
I mean, one was good for being an NES game that started it all. I mean, will you want to play it now?
I'm saying by 2019 standards right now, you have 14 games outside of number 7. Which ones should be played?
1, 2, and 3, you're not playing that now.
Okay.
I think. 4 is simple, but it's still fucking fun to me. 4 is great. 5 is a fun game. 5 is great. Never was my thing, but it's still up to, I think it's fun. 6 is great. 7 is fucking great. 8 is still a fun game to play. 9's fun. I don't like the characters in the story really that much, but it's fun. 10, I think, is more fun. Don't like the characters in the story that much. 11 was an online game. That's not, I mean, you're not playing that now.
I don't think you can count 11 and 14. They're like such a different
thing.
They're online games,
so I don't know.
RPGs.
I mean, if you want to play 14, it's still running. I thought 12 was great. Weird bastard child Final Fantasy game, but it's a great game, and then none of them after that.
Yeah. I agree.
So 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, and 12.
12, yeah. And some of those I like a lot more than others, definitely. But those are, like, I think, good games to like sit down and play.
8 games in a series. That's strong. That's 50%.
No, yeah. That's not too bad.
50%, that's an F.
Oh, so now, 16, now it's bad.
16 better deliver in a decade.
When it's going to suck.
But if you're a fan of, like, tactical gameplay, like... strategy. Mm. There's Final Fantasy Tactics, which is a spinoff.
That's a great
game. And if you're into that gameplay, you like that game. That's a good
People
game.
Love that game.
Not for me, but man, my brother, you put that copy of that in front of him, he salivates. I remember we got that as a kid. There's a new Final Fantasy. What is this? Final Fantasy Tactics. And I popped that shit in, and it was like, you want me to plan out where to place my characters like a chessboard? And I felt so...
Is that not how... The other ones are?
No, the other ones, you know, it's just turn-based. It's like, okay, yeah, you know, it's my turn to attack. I'm going to pick this. Okay. This one, it's like, here's a chessboard of spots to go.
Yeah, I played Final Fantasy Tactics a little bit when I was a kid.
Yeah. It strikes me as the kind of thing, if you learned, you'd probably love it.
Yeah, maybe.
It's very, you know, strategic, just kind of planning shit out.
No.
I was so devastated. I was like, I thought I was getting a new Final Fantasy, and it's, what is this? What's all this planning? I don't know what the fuck this is. I got ripped off, and my brother was like, yeah, we got ripped off. And then the next day I woke up, and he had played it like all night. And he's like, this is the best game ever made. And I was like, fuck you. And I never talked to my brother again.
Yeah, I'm good.
Sibling tactics.
Good move.
Anyway, I think that's all I got. That's all. Hey, you know what? That's all I got this week. That's all the games I played.
That's a fantasy chat.
That's fine. That's a good amount.
You want to wrap this shit up?
Let's wrap it up.
Hey, thank you to everybody for watching this week. Thank you. You know what? Thank you for watching every week. I don't say it enough, but man, I'm speaking for myself. I'm not going to speak for these peanut gallery here. Okay?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Speak for myself. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I consider myself so lucky when I get to say some bullshit here and people actually show up to hear it. I don't take that for granted. I really do appreciate people tuning in. Thank you so much. You know, maybe that sounds, I don't know.
Let's all do a goodbye.
That sound facetious? I don't know, but no. I mean it. Thank you very much.
No, it did not sound facetious.
Okay. Well, never know.
Okay. Hey, yeah, like Rocco said, thank you. But thanks for making gifts of me.
Yeah.
So I can annoy people.
Thanks for the gifts.
How lucky am I that I can say, I want to annoy my family, and you fuckers are like, gotcha, bro. Thanks, guys. I love you for it. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for tuning in every Sunday night, and while we're at it, every Wednesday night for the Poorly Played stream. And be sure to watch this video coming out Monday, because I want you guys to watch this video tomorrow. It's going to be great.
I'm excited.
Endgame really wasn't good, and if you enjoyed it, it's because you've been cucked. You're 21 movies in, and so you can't realize that it was actually a bad film. Thank you for allowing me to say that and give me the opportunity to use this platform to, inform you on movie opinions and other things like that. And I agree with Garrett. Watch this video we got. The video, I'm going to hype this up more than anybody. The video we got coming out tomorrow is the best video we've ever made.
What the oh, shit.
In Mega 64 history.
Yeah, no pressure.
You better watch it.
Damn.
Oh, my God. That's like saying... Nah, this is a dumb joke. I'm not going to go into it.
Kevin, what do you got to say?
What? Yeah, save me, Kevin.
Kevin, say thanks.
Oh, wait, no. Wait, yeah. Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
What were you going to say, Kevin? Thank you. I just want to thank you that I'm stoked to have a mic. And yeah, thank you very much.
Hell yeah.
I'm really sorry. I know we're wrapping it up.
It's fine.
I have to, we'll close on this because it's important. Mm. Kevin, you said everything you wanted to say?
Yes, every last word.
Okay, because can you add something to it? Do you mind?
Just keep it going.
Say goodbye.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Okay, because that's the last you're going to be hearing of that. Fucker. Sorry. I'm not going to curse on here. But I should have had this prepared. Mark Hamill made a tweet today.
Okay.
I want to close on this note because Kevin's on camera. Someone tweeted at him, what's better, blue milk or green milk? Mark Hamill said,
Brian, just end it now.
Blue equals long life milk for camping trips, so it stays fresh, unrefrigerated, and it's oily and sweet. And he put a vomit emoji. And then he said green was like coconut water, color enhanced in post-production, refreshing and yummy. Mark Hamill said the blue milk tastes bad. Interesting.
No, he said it tasted sweet.
Sweet.
In a bad way.
I heard sweet.
I heard the word sweet.
I did too.
And then he put the vomit emoji to segue into the green milk.
So, Kevin, you got anything you care to... Any
what a spin.
Resignation?
Yeah, they should both be sweet, according to Mark Hamill.
Shut the fucking show off. Fuck you.